Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show, which is self-explanatory. We talk about food. We talk about eating, restaurants, cooking, wine, snack bars, popcorn. You know,
Okay.
What are you staring into?
I'm not staring into it. I'm tearing into it. It's making a tremendous amount of racket, but I want to try.
No, I think it's you who's doing it. But it's going to go away soon enough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Hi there.
Hi. Welcome once again to Marianne, who is my wife.
Thank you.
Here she is. Here we are on the radio, and it's another wonderful weekend over, and a new one coming down the street.
Well,
you know, it's all kinds of things.
I mean, it's
only
Tuesday.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yes.
And there's the two ropes still running down the building.
Yes.
So,
Tom,
and other than
I didn't want to tell you this, but I had.
Yeah.
Oh no! Never mind.
Oh. I did think that was odd.
This is a running joke for the show that I'm looking behind Tom, and there's a rope that's attached to a window washer's platform. I have to go look at the window washer platform, but all I see is the rope that's going back and forth as sort of a.
It's writing words.
No, it's not. But it looks like hypnotize me.
Take a look and see if it doesn't happen.
What's that thing called where it goes back and forth? It's like a metronome. Is that it?
Yeah,
that
I don't know. Maybe so. Metronome, yeah. Could be.
Anyway. Well. All right. So now we're all by ourselves.
And
here
we are
Creel
to talk about.
Was here from Wow American Eats.
I think Chef
really
Andrea
fun.
Might be dropping in.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I think so. The rest of our program.
Andrea, come on in.
The rest of the program is really about just about anything you can possibly imagine. And if you have ever loved a good dish in your life, if you've ever made something exotically good at home, or if you remember going to a restaurant a bunch of years ago and always thinking what a wonderful place that was, but you've never been there since for a reason you can't think of, any of this is wide open, and we would love to hear from you. Bread and butter?
You just like bread and butter.
Who does?
I do.
Who
don't
likes
you?
Bread
who
and
doesn't
butter?
Love bread and butter?
Well, I guess there are people who don't.
I can't imagine. Even people who don't eat bread, I'll bet you love bread.
Well, it's hard to resist bread. Although I will resist
men
it for the
can
the,
live
the
by
place
bread
where we had lunch today.
We went to August.
Had some
Bellegarde.
But that bread, yeah. But it's not for everybody. It's very
it's for me.
Dense.
I'll eat yours.
Yeah, you have to have pretty good teeth.
Well, it's heirloom wheat. It's
heirloom wheat.
It's very dense, and it's I guess you could imagine it being the kind of bread from a long, long time ago before we started really processing things and bleaching it and enriching it and messing with food.
Well, I mean, there's also that time when there were really only three kinds of bread that you might find in your kitchen when you were growing up. You would have just plain old regular toasted bread. You would have raisin bread. And I think I'm out. What else is left?
I never had raisin bread.
Never had raisin bread? You don't like?
No.
No?
No, I'm not a raisin person. Do you like raisins?
I do, yeah.
Well, you do because they're sugary. You like everything sugary.
Not really.
What,
but anyway,
what don't you like that's sugary, Tom? Please enlighten me.
What don't I like that's
turn around to the hypnosis.
There are a lot of dishes that I've had and ingredients that I've had that are just so, so soupy and
here comes
and,
Doug. Come
and
on, Doug.
Sugary that I don't like it.
We're making up for all the Tuesdays we haven't scheduled any food.
And there it goes, too. I don't know why.
Go ahead.
Anyway, our program is on the air waiting for you to call. Our number is 260-6368. 260-6368. Here's another way of saying it. 260-MENU. That's just easier to remember. I find it does anyway. And we'd love to have you come on over and tell us what you've been eating for dinner or for lunch or for breakfast. Did you find something? This happened to me a couple of days ago. I was standing in line at the supermarket, and I saw a kind of a candy bar, but it was very, very dense. I mean, it was hard to even get a bite down on it because it was just so dense. I think if you'd have taken a big enough piece of it, you could have thrown it at somebody and hurt them. But I saw one of those, and I wound up taking a couple of bites out of it. And
was it one of those energy bars?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Why were you buying an energy bar?
I don't
know.
There was just something about it that was calling to me.
Wow. Was it good?
No.
It wasn't good?
No.
It wasn't good?
No. I'll never have it again as long as I live.
What is wrong with this picture? Tom and an energy bar.
what would be the part of it that you wouldn't like?
Well, an energy bar is usually purchased by someone who needs energy for exercising.
Yeah.
Have you ever exercised in your life?
Oh, yeah. I used to bicycle 40 miles a day.
Yeah, I guess you could call
when
that
I was
exercise.
I
don't think of that as exercise, though. Exercise.
Riding a bicycle?
Well, riding a bicycle is pleasurable.
Yeah.
And exercise, I guess, can be pleasurable, but it would take nothing for you to get up on a bicycle and just start riding it as opposed to starting an exercise regime. That takes a little head trip, you know, like weights and stuff like that.
Mm.
So yeah. I don't picture you, you know, like at the gym.
Well, you know, people are different from
different
one to another.
For different folks,
yeah.
Right.
Or
for
other
sure.
things, too. Let's see, 260-6368. There was something else I wanted to bring up today.
Well, while you're thinking about it, go ahead.
We were, anyway, we had lunch over at Restaurant August.
Yes, I'm going to keep crinkling this while you're thinking about it.
And it was...
delicious.
Delicious, but...
That was delicious.
But there was a little problem in the service department.
Well, the service was dreadful, but the food was delicious.
It was good.
It was perfection.
You had something that looked like a hamburger, but it wasn't.
It was not. It was a fried chicken sandwich. I'm embarrassed to admit this in public, but yes,
I did order a fried chicken sandwich.
It's just like the worst imaginable thing. I mean, I made a conscious decision to be really bad. There were Ruby Reds, which I also really love, and
yeah.
I'll bet you they were as good as that place in Houston, Eunice, that is also where I tried
people
the Ruby
go
Reds.
Crazy over those that red...
I will tell you what, I had them.
Yeah.
And I have gone crazy over them, too. They're
no
twice
kidding.
The price of regular shrimp. But
yeah.
they are fantastically good. And in Houston at Eunice, the place that I tried them, the best remoulade sauce ever, 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 Tom. And I know you are a remoulade sauce connoisseur, but this stuff will knock your socks off. So I looked at that and I thought, you know what? I should get the Ruby Red because it was on bib lettuce, which is my favorite kind of lettuce.
Really? Bib lettuce? You like bib
lettuce? Cannot be beat, in my opinion.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Bib lettuce, given the choice between bib lettuce and any other kind of lettuce, with the possible exception of mosh, bib lettuce, every single time, by some fantastic quantum leap. Yeah, it's a no contest as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, so the salad had bib lettuce. It had pickled vegetables. These are a few of my favorite things. And red shrimp. And I didn't get it because I decided to be bad as soon as I saw three words, house-made chips. Sometimes house-made is together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's two words. But house-made chips, that was it. The end. I had to get it.
That was a dish unto itself?
No, it wasn't a dish
no?
unto itself. But if I can get house-made chips, I'm going to get it. So
yeah.
I got it. And it came with the crispy chicken sandwich, which had great coleslaw. And it had John Besh makes... the best chef-made pickles, in my opinion, ever. I hate when chefs make pickles. I would much rather
the kind
in the jar,
yeah,
the regular old dill pickles in a jar. I think it's hard to improve upon those. And then chefs want to make their own pickles, and usually they're not good. But his are really good. So when I saw bread and butter pickles, I thought, okay, I can eat these because I know they're good. And they were.
Well, there are lots of choices out there.
And a little brioche bun, which I never eat, no matter how many sesame seeds are
on
it.
There was one other thing in this lunch that we had today. I had some gnocchi, which are like...
Mommy, what are gnocchi?
What they look kind of like spaghetti and meatballs.
No, I know what they are. I'm looking at the thing going back and forth again.
I
go into my trance. The gnocchi. He does really great gnocchi too.
And it was topped with very thin shavings of white truffles. I don't know for sure if they really were white truffles. I should have asked.
They were, because I could smell it from where I was sitting.
Yeah, well, that's what I was waiting to get hit by, too, but it didn't for
me.
Yeah,
well, you said you can't smell anything, which is unfortunate. And good sometimes.
Yeah, that is certainly true.
Like when the cat pees, you can never smell
that. Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding us of that.
Anyway, 260-6368, if you would like to join our little chitter-chatter.
Yeah, especially if it's kind of, you know, really kind of silly. There are things that come up.
We should call the show Food Foolishness now.
It's Food Foolishness. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of foolishness.
I'm okay with that. It's no big deal. Call us and let's talk about anything on your mind. Just remember that.
Can I finish talking about my lunch?
Yeah. No, we weren't, were we?
Well, I wasn't finished talking about the lunch.
Then there was
the potato chips that I got the sandwich for. Mm-hmm. Were great. They were perfectly crunchy, and they had a sort of a, you know what, they were barbecue flavored, now that I'm thinking about it. And I don't really like barbecue chips.
No?
I don't know why. I used to love barbecue chips, but I don't like them. And these were barbecue, but they were still good. They were really, you know, if you're doing homemade chips,
you know, we ought to talk more about funny little chips and things, especially the ones that get you so
animated,
salty. Oh my! Did you just hear that song? Your brother likes this music.
I wonder if he likes that. Does that sound old to you, Doug? That doesn't sound as bad as the other stuff.
What's so bad about it?
Nothing. This? No, nothing.
I've only been using it since the beginning.
I know.
Our number is 260-6368. We're the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Mary Ann is
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. And we are sitting here having our usual wonderful time, having had a pretty snappy lunch today. What are we having for dinner? Or is that even worth talking about?
Well, it will be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow?
It will be worth talking about tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things like going on around the area. We are soon to have
Creole Tomato Festival.
Well, that's coming. But the one I was Grape Fest, you said? Did I hear that? Greek festival. Yeah, I wasn't sure whether
that's
Greek
weekend,
festival
isn't
is
it? That's Memorial Day weekend. Yes.
Memorial Day weekend. Yes. So yeah, it's they
Do
are
you go
starting.
To that, Doug?
Greek. Anyway, the Greek festival has expanded this year. They had been Friday night, Saturday all day, Sunday till, you know, late evening. And this year they're starting on 7, full tilt. Hmm. And then they're doing all day Sunday and all day Saturday. And lots of music, lots of Greek food. It's really good. If you've never been to the Greek festival, it's really terrific. It's right
on
Robert E. Lee.
It's more than just Spanakopita.
It certainly is more than that. Yeah, you will have a good time
there. You're going to say the Greek festival has expanded to now include the Albanian festival.
That would have been funny. Depending on how you feel about Albanians, but we love everybody,
don't we?
What else
is at the Greek festival? Because I don't really know. Yeah, I mean, I know about spanakopita, and then there's baklava, which I would never eat because it's too sweet.
There's a lot of food there, and it goes off in every imaginable direction. But you start talking with the Greek people, and especially the ladies, who spend months putting together these wonderful dessert kind of things with feta cheese, and it's not overwhelmingly sweet.
Is that right? But you use feta in dessert?
Huh? What?
You use feta in dessert?
Oh, you can. Yeah, sure.
Like whipped feta or something?
Yeah, you could. Mm-hmm. That would work out. There were all these other desserts that they made over there too, and it's the most interesting part of it is that there are these young dancers, and I'd only be guessing at their ages, but they look to be somewhere between, 18 years old to about maybe 25 years old. Mm-hmm. And they get on the stage and they do these Greek
dances. Oh, the folk dances, yes.
And to do this at all, even a little bit well, you have to have some real sinew in your
muscles.
In your muscles, because I mean, these guys, especially the young
men. These are men?
Men and women.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
And they just, like, lift these girls like there's nothing happening at all. And the ladies get back to the ground as if they had fluttered down on their own. I mean, it's really, really fantastic to go to that. And it's on Robert E. Lee at the Bayou St. John, right next to the bayou. And
it goes on the Hellenic Center.
That's right. Yes. And they have they've been at it for a long time. And it seems like there was one other thing I wanted to tell you about it. But anyway, it's well worth your going there. They have a—
Does it cost to get in the grounds,
yes,
or is it
six,
just
okay. $6? Okay. Last time I looked.
I see. Okay.
And if you're coming, they have a problem with parking, but they have a solution as well. Go over to the other side of the bayou. This is in what used to be JFK High School. And you can leave your car there, and there's a bus going back and forth constantly all day long. So you can drop your car off on the bayou on the other side, and then they'll bring it back to you in the evening. Anyway, don't miss that. The Greek festival is fantastic.
Anybody who has any information about the kinds of food that is out there, I'm kind of curious about it. 260-6368 is the number. Or if you are affiliated with the Greek festival,
please, that'd be nice.
Give us a call.
That would always be helpful.
We also welcome calls of all other varieties, too.
We sure do.
Not necessarily having to do with the Greek festival. What's your favorite Greek food?
I think there's a dessert called— oh wait, that's not Greek really. Never mind.
Olives.
What? Olives?
Not yours. Those are mine.
Olives.
Olives are mine.
I like those desserts pretty well that they make, and I don't get Greek wines. Greek wines, no matter how hard you try to like them, you can't like them.
They have great orange juice in Greece.
They do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't you remember
orange
getting
juice?
Some on the side of the road?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
like
we were
really
driving around.
Really orange.
Yeah. And a lot of very beautiful scenes, too, because the place where we found all those oranges, there was this huge spread of mountains. Really beautiful area. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We're looking for just somebody to talk to about food. You've been there once in a time in your life, huh? How about giving us a buzz and let us know where you've been eating lately? And we'd love to hear from you.
Yes. There are two kinds of feta cheese. There's the crumbly kind, mm-hmm. And then there's chèvre, right?
Yeah, it's really only a difference in names.
Okay, is one is definitely creamier than the other. How are they different?
Imagine this. The difference between of any two cheeses that you know about personally, and you just compare them to one another, you know they're not different. They're not the same at all. You know, they have their own texture.
Characteristics, their own. Yeah.
And so that's about it, really.
So I mean, Chev and Feta are not the same at all.
Not exactly.
They're just both
they're
happen
close.
To be goats. Cheeses.
Yeah, they, well,
but there's
also,
really no correlation other than the fact that they both came from a goat.
Well, it's, Chev doesn't necessarily mean that it's Greek to begin with.
Well, no, not necessarily. I'm thinking of goat cheese.
Goat cheese, yeah. It's not necessarily goat cheese either. It's
kind of
a conundrum, not a very big conundrum, but it is something where if you're looking for an exact definition of something, you might find it, but you probably won't.
Okay, so
it'll be as good as ever, though.
So what you're saying is that Chev,
Chevre, in case you're wondering.
Do you remember that girl that was at the Windsor Court and was trying to spell?
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Oh well, let's not even give an inkling
that
of her name.
That was frightening. Well, we don't know her name, but that was frightening to be at the Windsor Court for a $300 dinner and not know what Chev was.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
Our server,
but those things happen. You have to let them go. You know,
lady. You can still chuckle about it.
A few weeks ago, I asked her for if she could make in as a cocktail.
Oh please!
I can't say the rest of it.
I'm gonna cry. I've heard it too many times.
Okay, never mind.
They've heard it too many times.
Well, maybe you're right. This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice.
The servers all around town have heard it too many times.
The servers around town?
Yeah, the servers that you've related that story to. They've heard it too many times.
Oh well, you're probably right about that. We will come back with more of the Food Show in just a moment, but first, please. Hello, welcome back. This is the Food Show. Boy, I would love to listen to you. Would you mind calling us and telling us where you have been eating lately? What you've always loved? Anything like that on your mind? Or if you've had something, whether you cooked it at home or whether you got it from a grocery store or from a restaurant, and you didn't like it. And you were wondering, is that normal or is that kind of typical? Or
it depends on what kind of cook you are. Maybe it is normal.
Maybe so. That's why I offered that as a possibility. Anyway, so whatever is on your mind along those lines, 260-6368, 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. I have a number of items to give you. One of them is I said that the Greek festival was $6. I was wrong. It's $8. It's still a hell of a deal. That's just a really, really great price. And they open up on the 23rd. That's Thursday night, I think. And then it runs through the 26th. So you have a really nice time to pass through there and enjoy that. And even if you don't find yourself as an actual Greek person, really...
You can become one.
It is really a terrific event. So I strongly recommend that to you. 260-6368. Where is everybody today? Bang, bang,
you know
bang,
what?
Bang. What?
I think that Reggie just threw everything off.
Reggie?
By actually waiting on the phone for us to start the show. I mean, it was just freaky to see someone. I mean, usually we have to grovel for calls.
We do?
Well, I mean, sometimes we do, but you always do.
Well, that's nice of you to tell me that.
No, we have had a roll of, just a whole bunch of calls. We've been on a roll, but then, it kind of slowed down yesterday. And so it was just so heartening for Reggie to be on the phone when we started the show. We got spoiled.
Oh, well, that happens.
Yeah, but there's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Oh,
it's not
sure.
Like we, you know, it's not
sure.
Like
they
we
never,
don't have
never an end to it.
To talk about.
That is for sure. We are changing the weather patterns around. Oh, but you know what?
We're changing it,
huh? Well, okay, we're not changing it.
What were you gonna say?
I have had something happen to me that is I can hardly believe it. It's almost too good to be true.
Well, I'm nervous now because I never know what's coming out next. What?
Well, you might know that a long time ago, Oh, I'm not going to tell you this story. Never mind. I'm just begging for trouble if
I
tell that story.
I kind of am going, whatever that is. Dodged a bullet there, 260-6368. Okay, so yeah. you had some really crispy oysters at August, and they had
they were nice.
Great little
radishes,
like tarragon,
shaved
maybe
radish,
fennel or something sauce underneath. Yeah. What was that sauce?
I think it was not much more than a emulsified butter.
No, it had some stuff
something,
in it.
Okay.
It had some stuff, and it had some little microgreens, which I've always called John Besh the king of the microgreens. I mean, he was doing it before anybody had ever heard what microgreens
were. I used to beat up, I cannot not remember his name, but he was a chef and is still a chef as far as I know. And he opened up a restaurant, and he was always talking about his microgreens.
They're very good for you, actually.
Yeah, well, that's nice. But
so now I eat them instead of just, like, pushing them to the side. But,
and I always ask them, you know, what is that? And he said it's microgreens. And I, for years afterwards, I was...
Flustered by it?
Yeah, it was just a little much.
Well, you had, first of all, a huge portion. I mean, it's like probably 8 or 9 oysters in there.
Yeah, that was
pretty
good. And
they were very large oysters. They were 2 inches plus. There were enough for me to have to cut them twice.
Yeah.
That's how big they were. And they were perfectly fried. And there were little slices of pretty pink radishes on top. And it was a really, really nice portion. And honestly, it could have been like an entree. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was big.
Now, that same thing could not be said about the other,
the
entree that I got. But I thought it was pretty good.
That was like $20. Well, it's truffles, too.
They were actually the same price.
But it reminded me, first of all, I have decided I have a thing now about these kinds of plates. Where if it's a bowl or something, the bowl is actually maybe the size width of, say, a mayonnaise jar, okay? And then it's about as deep as the lid of a mayonnaise jar.
Mm-hmm.
But the plate itself is actually about a foot in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have what amounts to this silly little puddle of plate in the middle with all of this plate on, you know, on the around the circumference. And I find now this is going to be my new barometer of expensive foodstuffs that you're trying to be that and you're being hornswoggled, basically.
Huh?
So you've paid a lot of money.
I don't
want
to be hornswoggled.
I know, but this is the second time I've seen hornswoggling of you. Because the first time was at that restaurant in Venice, which had same kind of suspicious plate with just a few nurdles of whatever it was in the middle. And it makes a lovely presentation. And you just get a couple of bites and you think, oh, this is good. But you don't have any more because you don't have any more. That's it.
You're
going
to hate those guys till the night you die.
Euros. What?
You're going to hate that guy until the end.
Forever. Forever.
It was a ripoff.
It was absurd.
No doubt about that.
I mean, you have to admit it was absurd.
Yeah.
You know. And
no names.
No, I didn't say any names. I'm just saying, I didn't. I don't even know if I named it in the travelogue that I wrote about it. But it was pretty shocking. Pretty shocking. And I've noticed that now whenever I see that plate is like a red flag. It means you are about to get mad because whatever it is that's inside this little pool is probably going to be good and you're going to want more of it, but you can't have it and you've paid $30 for it.
Yep, that's about how it ran down, okay?
Yeah, it must be. Maybe they buy at the restaurant supply store, it says, you know, that's what this plate is for. But every time I see that plate, I go, oh, yeah, I know what this story is.
That really was one for the books.
Wait, which one? The Venice one?
Yeah.
You're talking about Venice?
Yeah.
Well, when you see hornswoggle on the menu, you kind of know, don't you?
How is this hornswoggle prepared?
Yes. Well, you have garlic and you have your sardines.
Oh, how did I know it was?
And you have
garlic
very, very small things that you use, like microgreens.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's things that you need a microscope to see.
Very small. Mm. You are correct.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with that.
That is very true. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about lunch today, which was at August, and I will say this: it was delicioso.
It was good. We didn't talk about the other dish that we had on the table, which was my entree, but in quotes, because it really was a small...
the one we were just talking
about. An appetizer.
About.
Well, it had the crab meat
in it.
It
had crab meat. It was crab meat and gnocchi.
And the gnocchi was... And
he
the,
does
kind of a,
the best gnocchi.
It's very good.
Out there. And he's always done the best gnocchi out there. And I really get annoyed when I see gnocchi and the following things apply. First of all, the server has no idea how to say it. Second, it's always... badly done. Gnocchi is tough to do.
Do you like it?
It's tough to get a good gnocchi.
Can you spell gnocchi?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Give it a shot. Let's see what you come up with.
Is it G-N-O-C-C-H-I?
Very good. Guess who's on?
I've learned something in 30 years.
Guess
of
who's
you.
Who is here to congratulate you? It's Stephen.
Steven.
Congratulations. When you batter back and forth, it's tete-a-tete, I think.
It's what?
Tete-a-tete.
Tete-a-tete?
Oh, did you say that, Tom? Did you
no.
say?
No. No, he didn't. But, I mean, when you didn't know what it was called
here?
When you talk back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Also, I went to one of the advertisers, and I didn't have a good experience. I won't use their name.
Well, there's only two now,
It was Sunday, and, of course, Sunday was that horrible rain, and I got there just after the rain was over. And I sat at the oyster bar, and the whole hour and a half I was there, the only smile I got was from the hostess. Nobody asked me, really. I think the oyster shucker asked me about 10 words the whole hour and a half I was there.
Is that like a job requirement for oyster shuckers? Because they ought to be paying attention and not hurting themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, they only shucked about 6 dozen oysters in that hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
So he had plenty of time to
check.
And I was his only customer of the day. And he, you know, could have had some conversation with me. But as I watched the dining room, being a restaurant professional, not one person ever said, hi, goodbye, welcome, where are you from? This restaurant is the 95, the manager I spoke to him, their business is 95% local.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well.
Huh.
So you would think you would want to bring those people back and maybe even become call customers.
Imagine.
Wait, is call when you walk in and you ask for someone?
You ask for your special waiter that
you
like.
You know what? I keep forgetting to do that. I have waiters around town that I absolutely adore.
Yeah?
And I always forget to ask for them. Yes, Brandy at Porter and Luke is... delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, she really is.
Helen at Lake House is fantastic.
Yeah. She's been our waiter around.
Well, they always know to give her
on
to
the
us.
North Shore for what? Like 10 years almost? She's always running around.
Brianne at Impastato's, but they always give her to us.
And even if I don't remember the waiters.
Do you call? Do you ask for particular?
We had two people talking at the same time. Ladies first.
Oh, I just was reeling off some people that I really, really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, Mary Lee and I have this thing where we think that certain waiters at certain places really hate us. So they do. And we don't know why, but we really have that feeling sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, sometimes we'll stand back when I go in if I don't remember the waiter's or waitress's name, and sort of stand around for a minute or two watching what's going on so I can pick my, kind of, I like to pick my table or point out what table I want. And then who my waiter is if I've been to that restaurant multiple times.
We're going to have to, my daughter and I are going to have to practice that because there's a couple of waiters here and there that we really, it's like we have to watch and make sure what station they have. I like that.
Well, and you and I, you all and myself are probably 20% tippers plus.
Yes.
And I'm sure they'd like us back,
well,
unless
no,
we're a hassle to wait on.
We always tip 20%. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is at this one particular place anyway. All right. Thank you, Stephen, for calling. Appreciate
it. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
Speaking of tipping, do you know the origin of – today is National Tipping Day, by the way. I meant to tell you that.
If what you're about to say is till unemployment sets in or something like that.
No, it's to – ensure promptitude.
That's bunk. But it sounds good. It's a good story, but it's not true.
It's not true?
No, it's not true. It's a good story to tell once in a while.
Well, on National Tipping Day, it sounds like a good story.
We have dealt with Stephen a moment ago, but the other Stephen is here.
The Parade of Stephens is here.
Yeah, the Parade of Stephens.
That's
and
what I
here,
call it. Hi,
here
Steve.
He is. Steve?
How do you know it's me?
Well, because you're
10% either the first tipper. Or second float in the Parade of Stevens.
I know, isn't that weird how we both call around the same time? I swear I didn't know it was on the line.
I know, and one of you is usually before the other, but usually it starts with you. You start.
Well, you know, one of us has to be before the other.
That's almost
has to be because if not, we'd have to call at the same time.
There you go. Okay.
So, I got one critique and bone to pick with you guys.
Well, it's got to be quick because we only have much
time. You don't say the bad places when you go. No, don't mention any names. If you're gonna, give people praises, you got to tell us when you got a place that you don't like something about it.
You're right up to a point, but then after that. You're
Why?
Not right.
Okay, so
Why
I'm going to ask
you
a question, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. We are about to launch the new version of NoMenu.com.
Okay.
It will happen this week, maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a compilation of the old one and things to a hipper format. Okay.
Right.
So one of the things we were loading up today, we're making spaces for all these things. And one of the things that I thought about loading in was a space called Is It Us? Because it's about things that we don't get.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Can I do that? Should I do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. But I also think, you know, if you got to be, and this is something I get mad at, you know, so many critiques of things. If you don't like something, say it. It's only an opinion. I was in the music business, and somebody'd say, "What do you think of this song?" And I'd preface it with, "I have the same amount of Grammys as you do." Okay.
Woo.
So it's an opinion. But
so you have Grammys?
No, I have none.
Oh.
That's my point. You know. If you want my opinion on is a song good, I have no Grammys either. All you guys, Tom, you, me, all we have is an opinion. If you don't like a place,
Doug is saying,
say it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Steve. Doug is yelling us to take a commercial
we're not,
we leave.
Call us and we'll finish this.
That's what
I've hit
Talk
a moment
to you tomorrow. Bye.
That we have to deal with, and we have had a fine show today, Marianne. Do you think not?
Mommy, I ate the whole pan of brownies.
Oh, no. We will be back tomorrow, won't we? Yeah. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
I hope that hypnotic rope is not here. Good night.
Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.